You know, being in Los Angeles, Master called it the Benares of the West. It's also a pretty crazy place. You know, we one of our main ministries is driving in traffic. So we're working on a new class series called Traffirmations. In still traffic, thy exhaust and I are one. Heart-to-heart meeting, front bumper and back bumper meeting. And, you know, you drive around Los Angeles and you're almost assaulted with billboards and media and the like. And if you recall, a few years ago, Gyandev, who is around here somewhere, used to share the Maya Awards, if you remember these. And these, you know, and I started driving around Los Angeles and I said, wow, that would be a great Maya Award candidate. That would be too. So I took a few mental notes. I wanted to share a few. One was a billboard that said, fall in love with yourself again. This was an advertisement for a plastic surgeon. This is true. I am not making this up. And the adjunct to that one, if you can squeeze it, we can freeze it. That's for liposuction. I saw a sign that said Third Eye Wellness, and I thought, wow, this would be really neat. Maybe it's a new spiritual center. It was a medical marijuana shop. But there was, my favorite was a protest sign that said, I don't know if Puru is here today, but the yoga experts, I think, will appreciate this one. What do we want? Time travel. When do we want it? It's irrelevant. You know, but I thought that was the perfect sign for us as devotees. What do we want? As Sai Ganesh sang so beautifully, God, God, God. And when do we want him? It's irrelevant. We have him, as Master said, in that I, everywhere state of consciousness. And God is with us all the time, and yet, of course, we don't always feel that oneness and that closeness and that connection. I'm sure all of you have felt times where you haven't felt close to God, where you have felt rather quite far apart. I recall a time when I first read Autobiography of a Yogi, and I was so thrilled with Master's vibration and the authenticity and the heart that he shared through that book. And I came to Ananda Village for the first time. And then I returned back to the East Coast. I was working in New York City at the time. And I was living on my own in an apartment in Hoboken, New Jersey. And I was reading Autobiography of a Yogi on my bed or my couch by myself. And I had bought a tape here at Ananda Village, a tape of chants. And the tape was playing in the background, and I was reading that chapter. It's when Master's mother passed away, and he was so distraught. Remember, he was about, I think, 11 or so years old, and he expressed so openly, you know, he almost threw himself off a train, he said at one point. And I was reading that passage, and that's when the Divine Mother came to him and said, always have I loved thee, ever shall I love thee. And right when I was reading that passage, that chant was playing on the tape. And I never forgot that. Remember, Swamiji said in the oratorio, know that you are not alone. I mean, that's one of the most important lessons for us to digest on the path, because we get as Vijay was sharing, we get hypnotized by our separation. To literally just know that God is with us all the time. And how does he come to us? Well, God becomes the topic this morning is God, how do we develop a personal relationship with God? And God becomes personal to us through people. I remember meeting Jaya on the East Coast, and it was a Kriya preparation class, and what I realized is that people from Ananda, they spoke from inspiration. They spoke from their own experience. And I wanted to bottle it up and take it back with me. But we have all these different experiences of people in our community that are a personal expression of God's love. Think about how much Divine Mother loves us with all the love we feel from one another here. It's remarkable. I wanted to share another personal story about Swamiji. I was working at Crystal Clarity with Seva. It was a great joy to work with Seva there. And I got a gardenia, that beautiful fragrance, the gardenia flowers. And Seva would come and water this flower every day. And I believe it was, the gardenia did well because of Seva, not because of me. It was on my desk. And it just started to bloom, and it was just this incredible fragrance. And I had to go over to the Crystal Hermitage to help Swamiji with something. I think it was, giving a book for someone to sign or what have you. And his cousin, and many of you met his cousin, Bet, who is that?
Marge.
No, not Marge, it was the other one. And she was very spiritual as well, and Swamiji was hosting her for lunch or something. And I just felt inspired when I was going over to run this errand to bring the gardenia with me and give it to Swamiji. So I came and to give Swamiji the gardenia, and Bet was there in the living room there of the Crystal Hermitage. And Swamiji, just very simply and very much himself, he said, "Bet, this is my friend Phil." And I was just, it sort of stopped me in my tracks. I thought, I am his friend? He is my friend. He is my divine friend. And it was almost as if we have our beautiful music ministry, Bhagavati and Ramesha. What is that song? The Shawl of Gold? For its kindness softens the human heart. And Swamiji's kindness in that moment, it softened the hard shell of my heart. And I was just so deeply moved. It's just a very simple experience, a very simple exchange, but that's how Swamiji lived his life. Everything that he did was impregnated with that consciousness of the Divine Mother and of Master. So I wanted to share too, how can we develop this relationship with Divine Mother? How can we cultivate a deeper relationship? I think it was Gyandev was talking about some article saying, learn to count things. It doesn't matter what you count. And think of the beautiful things that we could count, the number of beautiful devotees and saints that you know here in this community and in your life. Think of all the things, how many things could you count in your life that you're grateful for? We can practice God's presence. Like Master said, the minutes are more important than the years. If we're sincere and we're open, God can come to us at any moment, at any time. It's funny, Divine Mother looks out for you. I was preparing for this talk, and I'm thinking, you need to immerse yourself, and you got the backup plan, and you're reading, and all of this thing. And I wanted to sing God, God, God. Well, Divine Mother saved me. I was... Darmini said, what do you need your computer for? You're driving. I said, I want to listen to God, God, God. She said, you need to drive. I said, well, if I die driving, you know, God would be on my mind. I'd like to close with, there's a beautiful story of the saint with two bananas. Actually, quick joke, have you, a Roman, I have Catholic psalm scars too, sorry. A Roman walks into a bar and says, give me 5 drinks. It's a Roman numeral. Okay. Okay, that was bad. Enjoy the badness. But this is not the saint with two bodies. This is the saint with two bananas. There is a very arrogant man. He's very wealthy. And he had a lot of followers, and they followed him out of fear. And he and his two cohorts, one day, he wanted to go in India to the village guru, the village saint. And he wanted to be accepted as a disciple. And not out of sincerity, but simply out of self-importance. And so he, along with his two cohorts, and his wife, who is a humble, sincere, silent woman, they came to this guru, and the man said, I want to be accepted as your disciple. And the guru very calmly said, I'll accept all of you as disciples on one condition. I'm going to give each of you 2 bananas, and you're to go and eat these 2 bananas before sunset without anyone seeing you. And so the arrogant man took the bananas and went to a friend's home and very hastily and greedily ate them. And his two cohorts went to a cave nearby, and they ate the bananas thinking that no one had seen them. And then they came back right before dusk and said, ah, we have passed your test. Now you must accept us as disciples. And right at that time, the wife came back as well. And she was still holding the 2 bananas. And she came very humbly to the guru and said, beloved saint, I am sorry, I have failed your test. Because I went to eat these 2 bananas under a palm tree, but their leaves were playing, and they were speaking to me. And then I went to the ocean, and I sat by the ocean, and the waves were lapping, and they were calling to me and touching me, and I couldn't eat them there. And then I went and sat by a bed of flowers, and their sweetness and their fragrance spoke of a love divine, and I couldn't eat your 2 bananas, so I'm sorry I failed your test. And the saint said, no, my dear, you have passed my test. Through your humility, your sincerity, and your devotion, I accept you as a disciple. And then he turned to the husband and said, and she is your guru. So let's together not fall in love with our little self again. Let's fall in love with the self. Yeah, let's stand and acting as channels for Divine Mother and the Masters, feeling our connection and our oneness with them, sharing the heart of Yogananda, his divine love, bliss, and practical spiritual wisdom with all true thirsty souls. Let's rub our palms together. Oh.